WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Friday. And today is day two of Money Talks. That's all right. If you missed day one, that's all right. There's going to be 10 more chances to enter to win $1,000 today. And each weekday, you'll get 10 codes. The first one starts at 8 a.m. and then there's one every hour all the way through the 5 p.m. hour. And when you hear it, you enter it at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app on the Money Talks page. You can't send me an app chat message with the code. I know the pork man did that yesterday, but he did that to be a smartass because I went over at length yesterday about how to enter in the code and how not to send the app chat message. And I know him, so I know he was just tweaking me there by sending the number in the code in the chat. But you want to put it in the actual box on the page to enter it because that's how it gives you an actual entry. If you send it to me in an app chat, I can't enter for you. There's nothing that I can do to help you. So you're not actually entered. So you have to go to the Money Talks page and you'll see when you go there, just go to WBSM.com, click on the top, you'll see Money Talks, click on that. Or open up the app and in the middle of your screen, you'll see a button that says Money Talks with a little money bag symbol. Click that. And then when you go to that page, you'll see the chance, you know, you get extra chances to enter by following Long Moving and Storage on social media, our proud sponsors of Money Talks, by liking and following and going to YouTube and all that stuff related to the station. That gives you bonus chances. And then underneath that, you'll see all the codes for today. They lock the day before, they lock every day after, and they only unlock the codes for that day. And then you'll see 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Couldn't be any easier. So you want to keep listening. You don't have to get every code to win. But every code is a chance to win. Every code is a new entry to try to win $1,000. So if you miss a couple, that's okay. I mean, of course, we want you listening all day long and hearing all 10 codes. But if you miss one because you were at lunch or something, not a big deal. You'll still have plenty of more chances to enter. So that'll, your first code is coming up probably in about less than 15 minutes. So as part of that, because we are in the beginning stages here of Money Talks, today's Fun Friday question is, what's the best thing you've ever won? I talked about mine, but if you weren't listening at 6 a.m., I'll give you the thumbnail sketch. You know, I've won tickets to concerts like the Rolling Stones, Heart. I remember winning tickets to Lilith Fair, which, you know, my ex-wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was very excited for. And I was like, well, I just won them because she wanted them. And I guess I'll go with you. And then it ended up being one of the best concerts I ever saw in my life. We won the tickets and the meet and greet for Tori Amos at the PPAC. So got to meet Tori. Still have that Polaroid hanging in my office. You know, so I was very much a radio station contest person before I worked in radio. And to me, like, that's what radio is all about. That's why I want to be giving away tickets to things and want to do these different contests that we're going to be doing. We're going to have more as well. We've got more coming your way. All throughout the summer, we'll be giving stuff away. But then I talked about when I was 5 years old and what kind of got me on the kick of entering contests was I won a computer. When I was five, off a 10-cent raffle ticket. One 10-cent raffle ticket won me a Texas Instruments home computer. And I don't remember whatever happened to it, but years later, I went to a yard sale. And I used to have a collection of vintage video games. So I had every system I could find going back to the Magnavox Odyssey, which was like the first home system. You know, you had the Pong and all that stuff, but Pong was a toy. Pong connected to your TV and only played Pong. The Magnavox Odyssey was the first game system where you could play different games. It was all just Pong, but you put these different things on the screen so it would make it look like it was soccer. It would make it look like it was tennis. It would make it look like it was whatever else. And but it was actually things that you stuck onto the TV screen to play. I had one of those, ColecoVision and Television, all the different Ataris, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64. I had TurboGrafx 16 and Television. I had all of these. And one day I went to a yard sale and they had a Texas Instruments home computer. The same, I think it was TI-89, I think it was, the same one that we had. Not only did it have some games, it also had all the person's notes because they took a programming class using that computer, and it had all of their notebooks and all the, so I was like, well, how much you want for that? Like, oh, $5. So I bought it, never hooked it up. And then when I had to move, I sold off my video game collection. I sold them all to one guy for one price. And it turns out all he really wanted was the Virtual Boy that I had. Because way back in the day, kids, before we had virtual reality systems like the Meta Quest, we had Virtual Boy, which was red and black and gave you a headache if you played it for more than 5 minutes, but it was 3D and we thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And I had like one of the last ones of anybody that I knew, and people would come over and be like, where's Virtual Boy? Can we play it? Like, yeah, for a few minutes so you get sick. Anyway, so I asked the question, what is the best thing you ever won? And Smoke in Fairhaven says, morning, Tim, I'm going to be the softie. I won big almost 40 years ago when I met my wife. I hit big again when my two boys were born and hit the jackpot when my four grandchildren came along. I'm a very rich man. Those are the best prizes of all. I would say you are the luckiest. But also, it would probably be pretty nice too if you also won $1,000, right? So make sure that you're entering to win with Money Talks. We are now less than 10 minutes away from our first code of the day. So we were also talking about the announcement yesterday of the screening committee that will help Mayor Mitchell find the city's next police chief. Ultimately, Mayor Mitchell is going to be the person who decides who gets hired. But unlike last time when he hired Chief Cordero, Chief Oliveira, the last screening committee was when they hired Chief Cordero. They didn't have a screening committee when they hired Chief Oliveira, and they didn't have a search because they felt like they had the next logical candidate because they had a deputy chief. So it just made sense for the deputy chief to become the chief. Well, this time around, they don't have a deputy chief. They have two assistant deputy chiefs, but no deputy chief, so no natural progression there. So they're going to cast a wide net, as the mayor said, and the screening committee is going to take in the applications that come in once they start advertising the job next week. They're going to go through it. They're going to do the first round of interviews and then pass it on to the mayor for the final round of interviews, and then he'll make the ultimate decision. But the mayor, the current police chief, Paul Oliveira, is retiring in less than a month on May 3rd. So they may get someone in that period of time. They may not. They may have to have an acting chief in the interim, but the process has begun. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Tim, you were talking about winning. I won $3,000 last year at the Rhode Island Casino.
Wow.
And, you know, I was at a penny machine. And believe it or not, I had to pay $600 in taxes back to the state of Rhode Island, and I had to pay Massachusetts, too, because I live in Massachusetts.
I thought if that happens, you only have to pay one state.
If you live in Massachusetts and you win in Rhode Island, you have to pay both states.
Oh, man. Well, and they also make you pay right then and there, too, right? You have to pay it before you get your winnings? Is that true?
Right. Well, you don't have to, but I mean, if not, they're going to send you that bill in the mail at the end of the year. That's for sure. And one more thing, Tim, is I got a bunch of collectible stuff. Would you like to have that stuff? It's like, you know, my kids don't want it, and if I pass away, it's going to end up getting thrown in the garbage or whatever.
I mean, I'm happy to take anything people don't want.
Okay, so I'll box that stuff up to you, and I'll get it down to the radio station for you.
Okay. I look forward to
it's stuff like Elvis Presley and then the Beatles and the Elvis Presley and
hey. What are we doing?
More like coffee toasted on the caramel, clean that's the sugar.
Anything else?
That's it. it's from the Beatles and from Elvis Presley and the Wizard of Oz and all that stuff. It's like how much can you collect?
Well, sure, I'll take it off your hands if you don't want it.
Okay, buddy, I'll box it up for you and I'll get it down to the station for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good one,
Jeff. Bye. That reminds me, as the weather is getting nicer here, and, well, not today. I mean, today it's going to be warm. Well, actually, not right now, but it's going to be warm and the clouds are going to depart. This weekend won't be that great. But as we get into the better weather, I want to do the radio swap meet. I want to have the radio swap meet day where we're broadcasting from outside. I can do that. I can go set a table up right outside. And I want people to bring items that they don't want anymore that they want to trade with somebody else. I don't want to do cash. I don't want to do selling things. You know, that's not what this is about. I want to do, like, you show up with a bicycle, somebody shows up with a guitar, and you trade each other. Now, there's going to be some rules involved in it. You can't just come here and drop stuff off and leave it. Anything that you bring, if nobody takes it from you, you have to take it with you because, you know, we can't have a bunch of stuff here. But maybe what we'll do is we'll target a day. I don't know. Maybe we'll do it on, I've got Memorial Day off, but maybe I could come in and do this so that the parking lot isn't as full in the morning and we could actually have some space out there. I should probably ask check with the landlord first, but I think that would be a lot of fun to have people come down and I'm bringing down this chainsaw, but I'm looking to get myself a power drill, and somebody's got a power drill and they'll take your chainsaw and you trade and you go on your way. Radio swap meet. You know, I don't think we can legally get involved if people are selling things or anything like that. You know, you want to do that. Exchange phone numbers and do it off the property. But if you want to trade something, I think that'll work out. So I mentioned it before to Michael Rock, and he was like, I don't know if that's something we want to get into, which makes me want to get into it even more. If it's a bad idea, I definitely want to do it. So I think maybe we'll have to make that happen. But I'll just be outside and you'll come up to the microphone and tell us what you got and what you're looking for, and we'll see if somebody comes down and makes a trade. But if anybody comes down looking to get rid of a 1980s Trans Am, I get first dibs, okay? 508-996-0500. What is the best thing you've ever won? That's our fun Friday question for today. You can send an app chat message. You can send an open line voicemail. You can comment on the video on the WBSM Facebook or Instagram accounts. But we're looking for, the best thing you've ever won, whether it be the most money or expensive thing you've ever won, valuable, could be something that's the most sentimental, could be something that's, you got to win a special experience like a trip or a backstage pass somewhere. This is our fun Friday question for today, because on Fridays I like to ask something that's a little, less serious. But we can talk about the serious stuff too. And we seriously want you to be listening for these codes to try to win some money. And I think it might be that time.
Take your bride.
And welcome back in. That is the version of Pride in the Name of Love from U2's Songs of Surrender album, kind of a reimagining of some of their more popular songs in stripped down fashion. And that song came from the album, The Unforgettable Fire, that entire album dedicated to Martin Luther King. And that song in particular, as it mentions there, you know, early evening, April 4th, shot rings out in the Memphis sky. And originally the lyrics were early morning, April 4th, on the album. But in subsequent performances, Bono always changed it to early evening, April 4th. And then this was a chance to kind of correct that. But the reason why he said early morning was because it was 5 p.m. here in America, 5 p.m. Memphis time. But that was, you know, early morning in Ireland. So, and it was actually early morning, April 5th in Ireland. But so Bono adjusted the lyrics there to correct that. But the whole album, if you've never heard it, is incredible. And we'll probably, I'll probably try to play MLK before we run out of time here today. That's another famous song off that album. And if you're not familiar, locally, we had someone who was one of the world's foremost experts on the Martin Luther King assassination, Dr. Philip Melanson, who taught the Political Assassinations in America course at UMass Dartmouth for a long time. He passed away from cancer a while back, but he was probably my favorite professor that I ever had while at UMass Dartmouth. It's hard. I had some really, really good ones. You know, the really good ones that stand out in my mind. Dr. Bobrick, who just celebrated a birthday a few weeks ago, who may be listening. Dr. Kellerman. I think I had a lot of really great professors. I was lucky. But Dr. Melanson's class is the one that stuck out with me the most because, you know, that taught me to kind of question the things that we're told. Not everything's a conspiracy. And he was by no means, you know, a conspiracy nut. But certainly when it came to Martin Luther King Jr., he knew that there was more to it than what we were told. And in fact, he wrote the book, The Merkin Conspiracy. Merkin was the code name chosen by the FBI for their investigation into the MLK assassination. And I remember getting that book, he wrote a couple of others. The Martin Luther King Assassination, New Revelations in the Conspiracy and the Cover-Up, Who Killed Martin Luther King, which was like a series of books. So there's a lot of great stuff that he wrote, but he also introduced us to a lot of great writers who were also looking into these. You know, it was through him that I learned of the work of Jim Mars. And was very privileged to become friends with Jim Mars before he passed away. And that was because I dropped Dr. Melanson's name. I was a student of Phil Melanson. Well, then you must be okay. And having Jim as somebody I could always go back to and say, well, what about this? What about this? An encyclopedic knowledge of these things. And then through Dr. Melanson, that's how I got to know Dan Muldea, who I've had on Spooky multiple times, and we've had him on other WBSM programs. Chris did a fascinating show with him a few years ago on the RFK assassination. So, you know, not everybody that looks into assassinations is a conspiracy nut. And I would qualify people like Dr. Melanson and Dan Muldea and Jim Mars more as investigative journalists than I would as, you know, conspiracy people. But today is less about, you know, remembering how Martin Luther King Jr. was killed and more about, you know, what his life meant and what it stood for. So observe that however you should, but maybe give the Unforgettable Fire album a listen as the soundtrack to that as you go through your day. All right, we are going to go into the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by Eric, probably over at the butcher shop. Sometimes it's Joe, but usually Eric. And we'll find out about what's going on over there, as it is Fish Friday over there for Lent. And then we'll take more of your calls at 508-996-0500 and your app chat messages on the WBSM app. But right now, let's go to Mike Roberts in the newsroom.
Canada's prime minister reacts to new tariffs, a possible vaccine that may help with Alzheimer's, and a stolen cinnamon bun landing a man in jail.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is now running as an independent as he tries to get reelected. Scott Pringle reports.
Mayor Adams released a video one day after a federal judge dismissed federal charges against him, saying he's going to forego the Democratic primary.
But the dismissal of the bogus case against me dragged on too long, making it impossible to mount a primary campaign while these false accusations were held over me.
The mayor went on to say he believes the city is better served by truly independent leadership. Adams is behind in the polls that were taken prior to the federal charges being dismissed.
Stellantis is temporarily laying off 900 employees in response to President Trump's tariff announcement. The layoffs will impact workers at five of the automaker's U.S. facilities. Stellantis also announced it will be pausing production at two of its plants in Canada and Mexico. In a letter to employees, the company said it's assessing the medium and long-term effects the tariffs might have on operations. One teen is dead, another in custody after a stabbing at a high school track meet in Dallas. The victim's father, Jeff Metcalf, said this was a heartbreaking situation.
He stabbed my son in the heart and killed him.
That's the extent of this?
That's what it was over. Something so small, so trivial.
The dispute started over a seat in the stadium during a track meet earlier in the week. Former President Barack Obama is offering an apology for his surprise appearance in a family photo. Obama was taking in the cherry blossoms during a morning walk on Monday when he strolled into a series of pictures being taken by the Moore family of their two young children. When they were reviewing the shots, Obama was in the background. The former president caught wind of what happened and reshared their post on Instagram, writing, "Preston and Belle, I hope you enjoyed peak bloom. My bad for stepping into the shot." The Nintendo Switch 2 is hitting shelves on June 5th. Costs $449 for the console, or you could purchase a $500 version that comes with Mario Kart World. The new device will be a bigger and faster version. The original Switch has sold 150 million units since its release in 2017. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says his country will impose counter-auto tariffs in response to President Trump's announcement Wednesday. Carney said the impact of tariffs announced by Trump will be felt around the world.
The ambition of these measures is enormous. The effects on the global economy will be monumental.
Amazon MGM has started work on a new James Bond film at CinemaCon in Las Vegas on Wednesday. Studio executives say producers are in London getting started. The studio says they are committed to honoring the legacy of the iconic Bond character while bringing a fresh, exotic, new chapter to audiences around the world. A new study says a shingles vaccine may help protect against dementia.
The study, published Wednesday in the journal Nature, looked at data from over 280,000 older adults in the UK and found those who were vaccinated for shingles were 20% less likely to develop dementia than those who were not vaccinated. A previous study had found an association between the shingles vaccine and a lower risk of dementia in women, but this is the first study to include people who were not vaccinated. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Bruce Springsteen will be giving fans a treasure chest full of previously unreleased music this summer. The Boss announced Tracks 2, the Lost Albums box set, will be released June 27th, featuring seven previously unheard albums. Containing a total of 83 songs, he released the song Rain in the River from the album Perfect World yesterday. A man in North Carolina facing charges after allegedly stealing a cinnamon bun from a grocery store and brandishing a machete. Authorities identified the suspect as Jeffrey Dwayne Bradburn. He was charged with armed robbery, shoplifting, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Police responded to the incident in Asheville after receiving reports of the robbery. They apprehended Bradburn. He was found eating the stolen cinnamon bun. He was booked into a detention facility with a $50,000 bond.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over the Orioles 8-4 yesterday afternoon. It is opening day at Fenway. If you're going to the game, they ask you to be in your seats by around 1:30 for pregame festivities. First pitch set for 2:10 as they host the St. Louis Cardinals. Bees lost to the Montreal Canadiens last night, 4-1. Bruins host the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow at 7. And the Phoenix Suns are in town tonight to take on the Celtics at 7:30.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, 62. More clouds tonight, 42. Clouds and showers tomorrow, 46. Still wet on Sunday, 57. Cloudy Monday, 46. And finally, some sun by Tuesday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So I don't know if they're listening to the radio over at the butcher shop, but if you are, Eric, give me a call because I just tried calling over to you and I was getting a voicemail that said the mailbox was full. So maybe some phone troubles over there, but if you're listening, give me a call. You've got my number. We'll get you on the air and I'll try again before the end of the hour. But the number isn't working, but of course, you can always check out the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And we'll see if we can connect with Eric and find out about all the great stuff they have going on over there this weekend. But again, it is Fish Friday. So if you are not eating meat on Fridays during Lent, head on over there because they've always got great deals, including those $10 lobster rolls, which people just lose their minds over. But so many other great things as well. 508-996-0500. That is my number here. Or you can send an app chat message on the WBSM app. I'm asking the question today for Fun Friday. What's the best thing you've ever won? Because it is Money Talks. And it is $1,000 every day. You get a chance to win $1,000 every day. And then we're going to have $10,000 Thursdays coming up later on in the contest. But you heard Mike Roberts there tell you about the Nintendo Switch 2 is coming out in a few months. And, of course, your kids are going to want that, right? Or maybe you want it. But wouldn't it be nice to have that $1,000 in your pocket to go pre-order that and say, well, it's all set now. When it comes in, we can just go pick it up. And didn't cost you anything more than what you were already doing, which was listening to WBSM and hearing those codes every hour. I don't even have a Nintendo Switch 1. I have not purchased a video game system after the PlayStation 4. And I barely ever play that. I only got that because I wanted to play Red Dead Redemption 2. And I have not turned on my PlayStation 4 for probably, well, I don't think I've played it since I moved. And that'll be 3 years this month. So, yeah, it's been a while since I've played that. But I did just download an emulator on my phone to play some old school games. But I'm thinking about getting one of those little systems that you can basically, it's like having a little Game Boy or a Game Gear or something that you can load all the ROMs onto. I think that might be better than my phone. I used to have a controller I could put my phone into, but the touchscreen controls don't really work for me on the emulators. And these things are expensive when you go to try to buy them online, but people are selling them on like Facebook Marketplace for dirt cheap prices because they just get bored with them. And they want to get rid of it. So I'll let you know if I end up doing that. But Ducraz says, hey, Tim, my sister bought two random Massachusetts scratch tickets at the same time. Cost her $20. She won $1,000 on the first ticket and then $1,000 on the second ticket. When she went to claim at the lottery, they said they had never seen that happen before. That's pretty nuts and pretty lucky. Not a bad return on your investment. What's the best thing you've ever won? 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I call this morning with my response to your question, but I was just trying to put the number in on the game, and it asked for your birthday.
Yes.
And since I'm a senior, I got to go back and back and back on the calendar. Is there any short way of doing that? Would you happen to know? I'm sure there's other seniors out there that are running into the same problem.
I think if you press the year, I think that will actually allow you to go in and select a year from there.
Okay.
So instead of having to use the arrow to go back month to month to month, I think if you press the number for the year, it will allow you to go. It'll have like boxes with, it'll say like, you know, 2024, 2023, 2000, and then you can go back and select the year and then go into the month from there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Because yesterday when I did it, I had to go back in the 19s.
You should only have to do it one time. And then once you're registered in, it should remain in your app. It should okay. Save it in there.
I'll give that a try. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And now let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Yeah, I've always lamented, stayed with PlayStations, but they were backward compatible for a while, and then they sort of stopped it. So I had a lot of games that were sort of left in limbo, and you know, having four PlayStation systems or whatever, it's kind of crazy. But I was lamenting it with my son this fall, and he ended up getting me a Steam Deck, and that pulled all the games back in because the Steam Deck is an emulator, and it basically can do any system you want it to do. It costs a little bit more, but the thing's been brilliant. I've been able to play Namco games like Galaxia and all those, you know, games you get at the arcade. And it's all on one system. And, you know, like the new Nintendo, it's got its own screen, so you can play it sitting on the train or whatever. But I don't know if you've ever looked into those, but if you want to pull all your old games in, man, that's the way to go.
My son had one back in, you know, when Steam first became a thing. And I never tried it out, but maybe that's the way to go. I had something back in those days. We had the Nintendo DSs, and I had this thing called the R4 card. And it was basically a cartridge for the Nintendo DS that you could slide a mini SD card into. So you'd put all the games on the mini SD card, and then you could just play whatever you wanted to play on this Nintendo DS. So the handheld option is much better, I think, than, you know, trying to do it on a phone or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a DS when I used to travel, across country and, something to kill some time, but, if you get a chance, take a look at the newer Steam Decks, because they're actually, I was blown away because I'd never even knew anything about them, and my son obviously did. So anyway,
maybe that's the way to go. Thank you for the tip.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, have a good day. All right, I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. I'll see if I can get Eric on the phone, and we'll find out what's going on at the butcher shop. But we'll also talk with you. Be back in a few moments. And that is MLK by U2 from the Unforgettable Fire. And again, that entire album, a wonderful tribute to Martin Luther King, who was assassinated on this day. And that whole time period, that tumultuous time period of the 1960s, you know, there's been numerous documentaries made about it. I'll watch every one. And, you know, people like to compare and say, well, you know, oh, it was way worse then than it is now, or it's way worse now than it was then. I mean, I don't think we need to get to that point of comparing one to the other. But, you know, we are fortunate that we don't have major leaders getting assassinated. Like, think about, for those of us that didn't live through that time, like, think about what that must be like to have so many prominent figures taken out within a matter of, you know, 5 years. So 508-996-0500. That's the heavier topic. The lighter topic today, the fun Friday topic, is what is the best thing that you've ever won? Because we are asking for your stories, because it is Money Talks time. We've got the Money Talks codes for you every hour. The next one comes up in the 9 o'clock hour with Chris. What we also want is not only for you to, you know, keep listening and enter to win, but we want you to be able to, if you do win, you know, put that to good use, whether it be something that maybe you've got to pay some taxes coming up on tax day. Maybe you've got to do some home improvements. Maybe there's a car repair you've been putting off. Maybe you just go out and have some fun. So if you do end up winning, let us know what you end up doing with your money. I mean, you don't have to tell us everything that you do, but let us know. I like hearing the stories about what people do with their prizes. And, you know, when they go to concerts, I like hearing about how they had a good time. And when they go to some of the other things that we give away, tickets. So I like to hear about that. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. You know, I like your show. I don't agree with almost anything you say, but I still like it.
But, you have to agree with wanting to win money. Everybody wants to win money.
Yeah, well, I listen every day, and I like to back and forth. Anyway, most of the money I ever won was like $1,700 on a slot machine out in Las Vegas. And what was funny about it was that after the couple that we were with, they said, like, well, what did you give them for a tip? I said, a tip? For who? The guy that brought me the money? I said, yeah, you're supposed to tip everybody in Las Vegas. I said, okay. I was wondering why, like, when I, they come over, one guy's counting out the $100 bills, the other one's resetting the machine. I said, and then just standing there like, okay, thanks, guys.
I mean, I didn't know that you were supposed to tip them. I would have no idea.
No, I think you're supposed to tip the guy, like, in the elevator or something. I said, huh. And so it always became a joke. I was just like, cheapskate. I said, I didn't even know that. I tip waiters and waitresses and stuff like that. But anyway, like your show, listen every day. Don't agree with you much, but I'll keep listening.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a nice weekend.
All right. See you.
And I mean, I may be somebody that likes old jokes and dad jokes and things like that, but you know, when somebody wants a tip from me, I'll say, yeah, don't take any wooden nickels. But people don't even get that anymore. They don't even know what you're talking about. One time, I tried to give someone a tip. It was a shuttle driver. So I had to take a shuttle to get a rental car from the airport. And this was pretty far. This was in Florida when I went to go down for the broadcast. And so, I forget where I must have flown into. So it's Fort Myers. So I flew into whatever the airport is there. And wherever I had booked the rental car, it was like quite a while. So the shuttle bus brings me out there. And I'm getting off, and I had like two bags. I carried them on myself. The guy never had to get up or anything. And as I'm walking out, I go to give him a tip. And it was, I don't know, like a couple of bucks. I had a couple of singles. And I go to give him the tip, and he's like, oh, no, sir, I can't accept that. And I was like, you can't accept that? Like, every airport shuttle I've ever taken, the bus driver can take a tip. You can't accept the tip? And he looked at me, and he goes, oh, no, sir, I can accept it. Like, I'm allowed to get tips, but I'm taking a look at you, sir, and I can't take your money. You need it more than I do. And then he just started cackling laughing. And I started laughing, and I was like, I get it. I walked right into that. But it was like that moment of panic for a moment where you said to yourself, oh, my God, did I just insult this guy? Like, did I just, like, does he think I'm like some stupid northerner Yankee that thinks that everybody down south is poor? Like, I was mortified for about 30 seconds until he hit me with the punchline. 508-996-0500. Let me take a quick one here, and then I got to take my final break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Question. Haven't heard Charlene on your airwaves in a long time. What?
She doesn't.
You or something?
She doesn't want to call me anymore because I yelled at her once for using. She said something she shouldn't have said, and I said, don't say that, and she said it a second time, so that was it.
Oh. Well, that was kind of a joke, but I didn't know, but I hope she's okay. I've known her forever.
No, so. She's all right. I mean,
somebody
I heard her.
Brought her up yesterday. They were like, Shawnee's not calling anymore.
I heard her call. She called Brian's show. She called Freedom Fools one night.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she's around.
Yeah,
okay.
She's around. All right. Just think she's mad at me.
I'm going to try to make it up to you tomorrow to Aldi's for the Hunger Commission thing. So
we'll be there.
See you guys out there.
All right, see you then.
Bye-bye.
And that is tomorrow, 10 to 12, outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall, the Hunger Heroes Food Drop, where we're going to collect food to feed kids during school vacation week. You can find out more at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app, or you can just come on by and walk into Aldi. They'll have all the items there. We'll let you know, too. Some people like to wait until, like, toward the end, and then they'll come over to the table and they'll say, well, what did you get the least of? And then that's what they'll go into the store and buy. So if we say, well, you know, not a lot of people brought in, you know, applesauce containers, they'll go in there and they'll get that. Not a lot of people got, you know, granola bars. They'll go in there and get that. So looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow morning at Aldi from 10 to noon in the Dartmouth Mall for the Hunger Heroes Food Drop. But I've got to take this last break and get it in. We'll be back in just a few moments. And of course, that is Out of Touch by Hall & Oates. And it seems that the butcher shop is out of touch because I tried calling over there again and I'm still getting the recorded voicemail message and the mailbox is full. So I'll just let you know about all the great stuff they have over at the butcher shop today and this weekend. Of course, it is Lent season, so Fish Friday is always a busy day over there at the butcher shop. Maybe they had to take the phone off the hook because they're so busy over there. They're like, we know Weisberg's going to call. Just take the phone off the hook. He won't bother us. But that's the place to go for all of your meat because you're going to get stuff there that is, you know, we're talking locally sourced. We're talking organic stuff. We're talking high quality meats, not the kind of stuff that you get at the grocery store. And unlike the grocery store, they're not cutting it the way they want it and then wrapping it up and putting it out there. And who knows how long it sits there for. They're cutting it all fresh right for you the way that you want to cut. You want it thicker. You want it thinner. Whatever you want, they'll give it to you the way you want it. And the flavor cannot be beat. When you taste the meat from the butcher shop, you won't go anywhere else. And while you're there, you can get all kinds of other great stuff as well. And as I said, Fish Fridays are very big. What Eric always tells us, they've got the sardines, they've got the mackerel, they've got the codfish, they've got those lobster rolls for $10. They always have great prices on lobsters as well if you want to bring that home and make that for dinner tonight. So whatever it is that you need, they've got it for you there at the butcher shop. And if they don't have it, ask. They'll probably get it for you. That's the level of commitment of service they have there. A real old school neighborhood market where the Pinaretta family will treat you like part of their family, except they won't yell at you like they yell at each other. So, but that's part of it. That's the entertainment factor of going there. Check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And I promise you, once you go there, you won't want to go anywhere else. All right, that's going to do it for me for today. I will see everybody tomorrow at Hunger Heroes Food Drop, 10 to 12 outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. Maybe I'll see you over at the event over at Stevie's today, 4 to 7, wherever I may see you. If not, I'll see you on Monday when we'll be back. You've got